Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2008. It's a beautiful, beautiful, completely blue sky Tuesday here where we prepare the message, but it's still very cold. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again on this beautiful Tuesday morning when we prepare the message, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you regardless of when you may listen to it. The title is Such as These. The scripture text is from Mark chapter 10, verse 14.
When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
Kelsey and Christy were two cute little blonde twins with huge smiles who often came up to me when I pastored in Taunton, Massachusetts for the pastor's hug. They have an interesting testimony.
In 1994, their mother, who was a teenager with one child already, said in an abortion clinic in Brookline, Massachusetts, she had been advised that an abortion was her best option in the occurrence of her unplanned pregnancy.
She was there with her mother, who had recently rededicated her life to Christ and who was strongly opposed to the abortion. They had just sat through the counseling phase at the clinic, which was nothing more than pro-abortion propaganda. As she was waiting for her name to be called, she had enough time to contemplate the fact that she was nurturing a little person, not just unwelcome tissue. Suddenly, she turned to her mother and said, "Mom, you know this baby already has fingernails." Just as the nurse came out to take her in for the procedure, they both got up and proceeded to walk out of the clinic. Well, time would reveal that there was not just one baby with fingernails saved that day, but two.
Today, tens of thousands of dedicated pro-life supporters will be gathering in Washington, as they do each year. They will be peacefully protesting the 1973 Supreme Court decision that overruled state laws restricting abortion here in America. Stephen has gone on this march several times in the 80s when we pastored in northern Pennsylvania because we believed it to be a just cause. And for many years, his Aunt Mary traveled in a bus all the way from western Missouri to support this worthy cause.
And we still believe it's a worthy cause. I have not been for many years, and in some ways I have no excuse. I'm only about 100 miles north of Washington now, but we thank God for the many that will gather today. Today's text is the only time in the Gospels the word indignant, that's translated much displeased in the King James Version, is used to describe Jesus. The word in the Amplified Version is described as indignant and pained. This was in response to the rebuke of the disciples to those bringing little children to Jesus. They thought they were doing the Lord a favor by protecting him from the nuisance of those who had come, bringing these little children for him to touch and bless.
But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
I am particularly intrigued by the phrase, "For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The phrase "such as these" refers to the children and those who brought them. Jesus wanted them to come and not be hindered.
The living Lord continues to proclaim to our generation, "Let the little children come unto me." Of course, we're aware that this passage is not specifically related to an unborn child, but the principle remains the same.
Those who are created by our Maker are to be cherished by His children. May we never hamper these innocent lives, but instead let us embrace them in our affections and in our prayerful intercession.
Let's pray together. Father, you welcome all to be a part of your kingdom, the young and the old, the weak and the strong, those born in ideal circumstances and those conceived in the worst imaginable setting. All the days ordained for our lives are written in your book before one of them came to be. Because you take broken vessels and piece them back together with your miraculous healing touch, no soul is without hope. For those dedicated to spreading this message of life and hope to mothers of the unborn, we pray that they will be spurred on by the power of your Holy Spirit. May their voices make a welcoming difference to innocent lives in our hostile world, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
Amen. Amen. And thanks for joining us today. We moved from New England in 2001 and have lost touch with Kelsey and Christy, the twins mentioned in the story today, who would be about 14 years old now. It would be a real blessing to hear from some of our friends in New England and to hear how they're doing. And, of course, our prayer is that they will live their lives that were so wondrously saved to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a picture up of Kelsey and Christy when they were little girls. I would guess, what do you say, Brooksine, 3 or 4 years old? Looks like they're in front of VeggieTale characters, actually. We do have their mother's permission. We had it years ago. We continue to have the permission to share their story. Like this, it's a wonderful story of God's touch and salvation. We are at dailyencouragement.net, just the words dailyencouragement.net. We also have some extra resources up today regarding the pro-life cause, some videos, a wonderful song that I found online that is sung, but also a full-length version, any of you that can stomach it, I should say, of the classic pro-life film from the 80s called The Silent Scream. It's very dated right now. The imaging technology, if it were to be made again, would be just so much more remarkable and graphic. But it's graphic enough as it is. And Dr. Nathanson, who was one of the premier advocates of abortion early in his medical career, became an avid pro-life advocate. He is the narrator of the film. It's just really remarkable to this day, even though it was made in 1984. Well, thanks for listening to us today, and we encourage you to continue to stand up for truth, to stand up for life, to stand up for godly living.